So let's look at what God said. Did God tell me the truth? Is God's word true? Yeah. All right, let's read it then. James 1:5. When you get there, say amen. They putting it up or not? James 1:5. You got it? All right. James 1:5. See, wisdom is the quality of being wise. Wise, that means know how things work, know how things are done. Have you found it? Be patient, but let patience have her perfect work. But let who? I'm in verse 4. Let me get down to verse 5. I can read verse 4, but let me get down to verse 5. If any man lack, let him, if who? Who? Would that include you? Would that include me? Would I be included in any man? Would you be included in any man? But you've been listening to other folks talk, other things, situations have talked to you. But he said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him do what? Okay, let's see what God said now. Let's see what. Let him ask God. What happened after you asked? That giveth to some men, but hold back for the rest from the rest of them. Give it to how many? That giveth to all men how? Liberally, freely, and upbraideth or withholdeth not. How did he give it? Freely, liberally, and upholdeth not. And it shall be given him. Here's the key right here. But let him do what? How should he ask? Let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like the what? Wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. You've been on the sea, you'll see the wave. I've been out in the Gulf. And no way you can get big, they can be little. That wind drives. When that wind blows, those waves are going. They are not stable. That wind blows, just pushing where you want. Wave. Now look what this says here. He's driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think. Let not that man do what? Think. That he shall receive what? Why? Verse 8 says what? A double-minded man is what? If you bouncing back and forth, I don't know if I got it. Yeah, thank you, Lord, I got my wisdom. I don't know if I got it. Thank you, Lord, I got my wisdom. I don't. Well, you not. Don't even think you got something. And then you. No, I won't tell that one. I won't tell that one. It's real funny, though. But anyway, I have to laugh to myself. Don't let that man think that he shall receive anything from the Lord. If you are double-minded, you believe you got it for a little while, then you change your mind. He said, don't even think you got it. But he said, but God made himself clear. If any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all men liberally and do not withhold. But let him ask in faith. What is faith? What is faith? Faith is acting on the word of God. Mark says Therefore, this is Mark 4:11-24. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, when you ask, you have to ask or say. When you pray, do what? Believe that you receive them. When do you believe you receive them? When you pray, and you shall. Let not that man think he receive anything if he don't believe he received when he pray, and he don't hold fast to it after he pray. You have to cast down doubt, imagination, everything that do not contribute to what you prayed and believe you received. You cast it down and you go right back to the word and quote that word to that thing that's telling you didn't get it. So this is what the word said, and this is what I believe.